Hi everyone, it's Roger and Matt here, founders of the Kingdom Podcast. In this episode, we're going to be talking about some new classic Disney games that have been released on PC this week. We'll be talking about the Disney Wisdom Collection. We're going to be talking about the Sega Mega Drive or Genesis Mini, which is going to contain some classic Disney retro games. We're also going to be talking about Disney Magic Kingdoms and also about the Shop Disney app that's going to be kind of closing down at Walt Disney World and Disneyland this coming month. So let's jump into it. So before we do anything more, make sure you are subscribed on the audio platforms, and if you take care to go check us out over at DisKingdom.com and follow us on all the different social medias. So let's jump straight in. Okay, so our first topic today is going to be the Disney Wisdom Collection, which was released on Saturday, the 18th of May. So this is the standardized collection that they release each month. So we've got like a pin set, we've got a plush or a soft toy, you've got a stackable mug, you've got a journal, you've got a canvas, and you've got a t-shirt. This month's was featured Miko from Pocahontas, along with the words from the grandmother.
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah, so it says, sometimes the right path is not the easiest one. So these are all kind of, the tone is kind of a green tone with lots of little feathers and bits and pieces. These are very popular. This kind of is a constant theme. Each month they release different ones. Certain ones sell out more than other things, depends on the character and the quote, etc.
Yeah, true.
The other interesting thing with these is, generally, they are not as, I would say, sought after as the Mickey Mouse Memory Collection that we saw last year, but I think it's also that they have increased the actual size of them, which obviously is a big factor for it.
Yeah, I saw the blue one. It was pretty huge.
Yeah, it's I think this is a great, I think it's a great system as well. I think Disney have kind of grasped this idea that a monthly collection, theme it for different things. So you then for you're pulling in people that like soft toys, pulling in people that like pins, and also just offering a different selection of stuff. I think the mugs definitely are the one thing that I've always seen when I've been in the Disney store, there's piles of them. But I think it's a great idea. Have you actually been able to pick any of these up in the past?
Actually, no, I don't really have a Disney store close to me. The closest one I have is 4 hours away, and I'm gonna be honest, I'm not interested at all, because I only really pick up plushes that are the actual characters, not like say a gold Mickey Mouse or a silver Mickey Mouse. I'm not really interested when it's just like one basic color. It's not really my thing.
Yeah, I think I don't feel like the interest in these is anywhere near the same as last year's Mickey Mouse collection. I do like some of them. It's that kind of question of whether or not you would actually want to buy the entire collection. It doesn't seem to be as much interest, and I'm seeing that in terms of the kind of the interactions that I'm having with you guys, and sort of seeing what's happening with those posts and what interest there is. Doesn't seem to be quite as there. I think they need to make some tweaks. It's kind of one of those catch-22s. If they make them too limited, you can't get hold of them. Make them too available, the desire disappears, and then they're not deemed as maybe as wanted. I think this one's different. I'm not sure if the colouring and stuff is quite hitting right. I like the soft toy. Whether or not I'd want to put like the quotes up on like the canvas.
Yeah, I'm not really interested in like with the other stuff you said, like you know, like the journals or anything like that. Like it, I'm not really into that. If I am, it has to be a design that's worth it. Like, say, something based off, like, DuckTales or something that makes sense as a journal, not, like, a pattern that's repeated on multiple merchandise. Yeah. That's why when it comes to the Disney store, they don't really do anything interesting with that compared to, like, say, Tokyo Disney. Their products are well-crafted, well-designed, well-colored. Well, these are, like, honestly pretty boring.
Yeah, I mean, I think that is the other problem, is it does tend to look like they have just like copied and pasted the graphics onto whatever device, whatever products they've got. The only difference seems to be the pins and the plush seem to be the two things where they put a lot more effort into. And I think those are two are definitely the key ones. I mean, I quite like the idea of the canvas, you put that up, but you know, the
thing is, I like the canvas a little bit too.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's that thing of, you know, the motivational quotes. You know, it's very trendy to kind of put them up. Personally, again, not my kind of cup of tea, but I'm just kind of interested to see where these things are going. You know, we're halfway through now. You know, we've had five of these been released. We've got Baloo, we've had Mushu.
I think Piglet was one of them. I'm not sure.
Yeah, Piglet was last month. Next month is going to be Lumiere from Beauty and the Beast.
Hope it's the cartoon version.
Yes, it is. It's not a lie. Yeah, it's not a lie.
Oh, good, good.
That's good. But let us know in the comments below if you are picking these up and what you guys think. Do you agree with us, or have you been picking them up and loving them? Love to know your thoughts. Okay, shifting gears now, let's go into some park news as well. That this week it was announced that Disney are going to be closing down the Shop Disney Parks app. It'll be closing down at the end of the month, May 31st. And the reason for this is they're going to be using Shop Disney as their one-stop online retail distribution service, because generally they had these two different apps, two different websites. It seemed a bit odd of kind of having these kind of options of having different ways of doing it rather than just having simple Shop Disney. You have the Shop Disney app as well that you can use. So it makes sense for them to kind of clear down, just focus on one. Some of the features and stuff are already in like the My Disney Experience app. So if you wanted to find a specific shop or a particular product, you can use that. And you can already, and apparently you can have it select to ship it back home. I think they've basically decided that if you're at the parks, they want you to use the My Disney Experience app. And if you're not at the parks, just use the Shop Disney. Kind of makes sense of what they've been doing with this one.
Yeah, it's just basically, why need two sites when you already have the Disney Store website that already sells theme park products? So it makes complete sense.
Yeah, I mean, I think since they've rebranded the Shop Disney, it's been a lot more, there's been a lot more products on there. They've been a lot more getting that park infamous stuff on there. Which is great, you know, for those of us that aren't near the parks, you know, we want to get hold of that merchandise if they can make it easy, and if also if they can make it affordable. I mean, we literally just said just before we started recording, Matt picked up a pin, which he used a personal Disney shopper for. And that is essentially what happens when, and I used to do it when I used to buy products and stuff from the parks. So it was a lot cheaper, and the only way of getting it was through people picking them up in store, and obviously they've taken a cut.
And it's still the only option for those of us who are not from the States, because the shipping from Shop Disney is expensive. It was like $50 for a shirt.
Yeah, I've only used it a few times. I have done it. However, the big problem is you get hit with customs, you get hit with expensive shipping. So sometimes during the sales, it was worth it. But I don't think I've had a official Shop Disney US order for a while. The only good thing as well, that when Shop Disney in the UK kind of got rebranded, for they started doing a lot more products in general. The amount of stuff that they were doing was a much improvement, and I buy from them quite regularly. It's the thing, it's quite nice having it. I just wish they had better shipping options instead of it being a £50 order for free shipping.
True.
I probably would buy a lot more. I don't think up in Canada, do you have I don't think you actually have the online store, do they?
Not in Canada, no. We just have the stores, and we used to have an option where if you wanted something from the store, you could call them, they could ship it to you, but we don't do that anymore. So you're basically stuck either traveling hours, just go to Disney Store, or get a U.S. address and order from there, and then have somebody pick it up for you in like Niagara Falls or New York or something.
Yeah, I mean, they've done a lot. They've been closing a lot of Disney stores. They used to be in my sort of region. There used to be about four of them. Now, the nearest proper official one, I think, is either in Wales or in London. You know, they've really kind of trimmed down those Disney stores, and they've been doing that.
We only have like six of them in the entire province. We have one of them in Ottawa, three of them in Toronto, one in Mississauga, one in Barrie, and one in Niagara Falls, and that's about it. That's all the Disney stores within, say, like 800 kilometers.
Yeah, it's they're international, and also just as a whole, they've been really cutting back. And I think this is the cool thing. They've been pushing Shop Disney more, and it makes sense for them to do that. You know, using this app, I mean, while you're in the app and you are picking up a product and you can have it shipped home, it's a little bit like how many people were actually using it. That was the big, probably the key thing. How many people were actually using it? Whereas, you know, you pick the item up in the store, say, ship it back to my hotel or ship it back home. You know, things are just changing, and I think it's a good idea for them just to have a simpler way. Use the My Disney Experience app for the stuff when you're at the park, and then obviously then when you're anyway away, you just use simple Shop Disney. But let us know in the comments below what you guys, if you agree or disagree with Disney kind of closing down the Shop Disney Parks app for. Right. Okay, let's shift now into a little bit of gaming. So up next, let's talk about the Sega Genesis or Sega Mega Drive, depending on where you're from, Mini. This was announced, and this one is kind of interesting for a number of reasons. It got announced recently, but they announced a few more games this past week. So the Sega Genesis Mini is exclusive, featuring over 40 games. A bit like the Nintendo Entertainment System Mini and the Super Nintendo Entertainment Mini. It's going to be coming out, let me just check on the date, September the 19th. It's going to have, they've announced 30 of the 40 games. Now, the key thing here is two Disney games, Castle of Illusion starring Mickey Mouse and World of Illusion starring Mickey Mouse and Donald Duck are in there, along with other classic games such as Sonic the Hedgehog, Echo the Dolphin, Castlevania Bloodlines, you've got Dr. Robotnik's Mean Bean Machine, Toe Jam and Earl, Earthworm Jim, you've got Shinobi 3, Streets of Rage 2, Mega Man the Willy Wars, Street Fighter 2.
Not Groundskeeper Willy, but yeah, it is a big deal here.
Yeah.
Because we never had the Wily Wars on cartridge. It was through the lackluster Sega Channel, which was basically an internet service where you could rent games through a internet connection for your Genesis. So yeah, it made a lot of games hard to get, but now having on the Mini, that's a big selling point for a lot of people who want to complete their Mega Man collections.
Yeah, and when we're talking about using the internet, you know, this is a machine that was nearly over 25 years ago.
Yeah, it was primitive internet.
Yeah. So that comes with a controller. They are selling an extra 6-button controller. I remember buying one of them when Street Fighter 2 Special Championship Edition came out for my birthday. I brought that and the game. It was about £100, and I always have that feeling of like how much I spent on my Sega Mega Drive. I was a Mega Drive kid. I had most of these games, or at least rented them. The trouble is for me is I've played a lot of these again since. I'm loving the fact they have got two Disney games on there. I'm hoping they maybe throw in some other ones like Lion King and
I'm going to do a prediction.
Yeah.
They're going to add in Quackshot because that is the third Disney game made by Sega themselves, so it has the highest chance of going.
Yeah.
Through the other ones, we have like more restrictions because it's Disney that published them, not Sega, so they're still going to have to talk with Disney, but since we already have the two Mickey games, that must mean they're okay with Disney games being on the system. So it's all a thing of, we shall see. But Aladdin needs to be on there. It is one of the highest selling games on the Genesis.
Yeah, that's the thing. Aladdin would make a lot of choice. I'll be honest, it's priced. I was checking here on the price.
Is it like $79?
Yeah, it's $79, £69. 79 euros or 100.
It's going to be euros. Like 100 in Canada.
Yeah. Now, the big question is now, for example, for me, $80, 40 games, that's a $2 a game. So it's not that bad. However, my problem is how often have I actually used my Nintendo and Super Nintendo minis? Very little.
I never bothered to pick those up because I'm going to be honest, the games really didn't interest me because I already have all the Mario games on cartridge, so I don't really see the point. And especially because the Nintendo ones barely have any licensed titles on them. Like, you know, because everybody remembers the Disney Capcom games or the Disney Virgin games like Mickey Mania and Toy Story, all those. Like, that could have been a good selling point for the Nintendo ones, but there was none of that. It was just first party or third party that was based on like stuff like Castlevania, Contra, and Mega Man, and that's about it.
Yeah, I mean, I did pick them up. I think the good thing with the Sega one is apparently the emulation is a lot better than the, because Sega have been releasing like these, like the retro devices for years, but they've
It was done for another company. I think it was called like A-Free Games, and got notorious reviews.
Yeah,
this one is being done in-house at Sega through the team, I think it's called M2, where they basically did the Genesis Ages collections like 3DS and the Sega Ages.
Yeah, they've been behind all the Sega Ages ones. I think it's good. I'll be honest, I'm probably going to hold out and see if they go on sale. Though my big problem for this is, especially with a lot of these games, is I have actually got the physical cartridges for both of those Disney games in my storage unit, along with my retro consoles of a few other of those games. So
I actually don't. I actually have three other Disney Genesis games. I have Mickey Mania, Beauty and the Beast, Roar of the Beast, and Ariel, Disney's Little Mermaid.
I mean, yeah, back in the time, I definitely didn't go down those ones. I had Mickey Mania. Actually, I had Mickey Mania on the PlayStation.
I wish I could get that, but it's not on our PSN.
No, yeah, they don't have it. They don't have it out now. But I remember distinctively buying that one for the PlayStation when it came out.
It is on the European PSN.
Yeah, I think I had it recently on my PS Vita on the PS3. But again, you know, all these systems. This is the trouble when they turn it all off. But I'm liking the idea of them doing this. I was a Sega kid. I probably played these games a lot more than, while I kind of played a lot of Mario, a lot of Nintendo, I also had Sega. So lots of interest. I'm hoping that we might see another third Disney game on here. It does slightly pique my interest, the fact that it has it in there. But let us know if you are going to be picking one of these new Sega Genesis Mega Drive minis, because over here in the UK, they were called Mega Drive rather than Genesis. That's why, to me, it's always a Mega Drive, never a Genesis. But anyway, let's jump on to our next topic, which is another little retro game, because two different retro games were released on Steam and also GOG, which is Maui Mallard in Code Shadow.
Maui Mallard, yeah.
In Code Shadow. You can pick that one up now. I mean, I've just had a look at it. It's literally like £3.89. It's pretty cheap.
It's $5 here.
Yeah, I didn't realize that these were out until today. They really did kind of keep them.
It was a quiet announcement video, like midnight. Like literally only one site covered it. And I honestly thought it was a joke at first.
Yeah, and also Hercules has also been released. That was what that noise was there. It's different price. This is interesting. They have got a special promotion on these running through to May 24th. So these are cheap. These are good. This is a good way. I mean, personally, I'd probably recommend going through GOG because they are then DRM-free. So you don't have to worry about your Steam collection if you're using Epic Store, if you're using, and even I know that my potato of a PC, it will be able to run these. It's even a little bit cheaper on GOG than it is on Steam for me as well. £3.89. Yeah, great. I mean, two Windows games, classic stuff. This is how they need to release them. Just put them out there, a couple of quid each.
I'll have to check if we even have GOG here in Canada.
I would have thought so, because I think they're global, because they're based in Poland, and the whole point of them is that they are about DRM free. So that basically means there's no digital right management. So you can just get them and run them on your PC. Once you buy them, you have them. They don't go off and check to see if. I mean, these are. I mean, why they would worry about these? But they're all about restoring basic games, because last time they released some Disney games like the Jungle Book, Aladdin, and the Lion King, they were sold exclusively.
Was it all the Amiga versions of those?
Yeah, they were the DOS versions. So they all went through GOG as well. That's where they were originally from. And so I'm just looking here at the information. It doesn't particularly say. I think they're probably just the Windows versions. So they are a slight variation.
It looks like we have it here. It's $6.79 Canadian.
Yeah. So that's pretty good. I mean, definitely worth checking out. I think I have actually got them in storage I did pick them up. I got a ton of Disney games in storage. Never got around to playing them. I was buying them and collecting them and never really ever playing them. I'll probably more likely pick them up like on digital because I need to do a serious declutter. But I like it. I love the fact that I'm going back. I just wish they'd make something new. It'd be nice for them to kind of maybe utilize their IPs a little bit more for something new rather than just keep going back and releasing the old ones. But I'd much rather they at least make these old ones available, even if it's just on PC. I mean, let's be honest.
I wish it was on Mac.
Yeah.
But we barely have any games on this thing anyways.
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's like, console is where it is. Whether I have a controller, that's where I would like it, especially, you know, on the Xbox.
It's console and iPad.
Yeah, you know, Nintendo Switch could be great, something like that. But yeah, loving the fact that they're releasing these two games. But if you are going to pick these up, let me know in the comments below. And finally, onto our last topic of the week is going to be all about Disney Magic Kingdoms. There was a live stream event this past week where they kind of were showing off the next. Is it going to be an event or is it going to be a time?
Raja and the Sultan is a tower event, and Toy Story 4 characters and buildings is permanent content similar to Dumbo.
Yeah. I mean, it makes sense for them to sort of tie in with the new Aladdin movie. Obviously, they're based on the original classic versions of them because they've already added Aladdin and stuff in the past.
Yeah, all the other main characters are already added, including Iago, Jafar, Genie, Aladdin, Jasmine, Carpet, and Abu.
Yeah, I mean, I think I got all of them except for Jafar.
I have Aladdin, Jasmine, and the Carpet. That's it.
Yeah, I'll be honest, I haven't played for about a month. I took a break, and I don't know if I'm necessarily going to go back.
I am not crossing my fingers to get Raja. I'm probably going to buy Sultan, maybe.
I think I'm at a point now where I'd much rather spend the £4 on Maui Mauard, on one of our old Hercules that we talked about on another a little bit earlier on the podcast. I think I'm just at that point now where buying these digital game stuff they just disappeared. I was really getting the sense with the last event of checking in on the Facebook group, one of the Disney Magic Kingdoms group. There's a lot of negativity about this game.
More lands. You're making these too hard. I couldn't get Moana.
Yeah, there was a lot of talk about people getting frustrated, and it's not just like newbies. If you're
especially
a newbie,
especially the tower challenges, they punish you if you don't have all the characters. Like me, I joined after the Alice event ended and when Snow White started. Basically, you could not do anything for the Alice segments because all you had was Mad Hatter. That's it. Or you could buy the White Rabbit, but then when you do the mission, it's like, you need Alice. How am I supposed to get Alice other than paying $13 for a chance to get her?
Yeah, and that's what they want you to do. I mean, I think I just got to that point. Those last few tower events of, I think the problem was these tower events of doing the 2-hour check-ins. I was getting bored of it. And
it would be more fair if they used characters from recent events, basically the last three events, have Wreck-It Ralph, Big Hero 6, and Little Mermaid, and that's it. No need to have the characters from, year one, so it will give everybody a fair chance. Like, with LeFou, I was missing 4 pieces.
Yeah, I think they've got to monetize, they've got to make money from it. I understand that. I am completely understanding of how the mobile game system works. You want to put out a premium character and charge for it with... Fine. I was paying for it. I was buying bundles for, 2-3 years? I was buying the character bundles. Every time they put a new event on, I would buy them. But I was starting to get to the point of I'm buying the bundles, and I still wasn't getting anywhere near it.
And it adds up. Like, it was $13 for Moana, and I grinded. And then I was like, you know what? Considering I already bought the chicken, I already bought the grandma.
Yeah.
I'm going to have the token, so I did that, and I paid $5 for the comfy costume.
Yeah.
Because I literally had 2 hours left, And there was no way I was going to get like 60 pieces by then. So I was like, I'll just buy the comfy costume.
Yeah, and that is the key problem. And as the events get nearer to the time slot, the drops stop because they want us as customers to buy them. They put that pressure on of trying to make us buy stuff, which is the whole point. That's what they want you to do. And, you know, use your gems up to try and get things. And I don't, my problem was, it was like the drops were dropping, the refrigerator had dropped so much that I wasn't getting any. And you're getting, like, say you need 60 items. If every single time you ran that mission, you got one, you could go like, okay, I need to do this 60 times. Fine. But it was, I've done it 60 times, but they stopped dropping and I'm doing, and suddenly it's like time's clicking away and that pressure. And I think I was getting to that point of going, no, I'm not being pressured into.
Yeah, I was extremely lucky when it came to the Moana event.
It's just, it was really one of those situations of looking at what was going on, how the people were reacting. And I put, you know, a comment in on the fact of going, and people going, well, you know, I did it and I've got a job and all this. It's like, going, yeah, but you shouldn't be having to set your alarm. It's like that is going to burn your customers out extremely quickly. And I'm really interested to see where the game is in terms of users from where it was maybe a year ago. It feels like at the minute, you know, Disney have really only got a couple of Disney games firing.
Like there's Magic Kingdoms, there's Disney Battle, there's the Sorcerer's Arena, but it's not even out yet.
And you still got Emoji Blitz and Zoom Zoom. And and obviously we've got Kingdom Hearts Union Cross.
And Marvel Strike Force.
Yeah, I was just thinking.
And now they have Simpsons and Family Guy.
I mean, I feel like as a whole, there's a lot of stuff. They're moving things around. And then it's trying to stream down what they're running. Which is, I've got a lot of problem with. But it does feel like, you know, with, for example, the Aladdin movie out and Toy Story 4. It's like, yeah, this is the trouble with the game of they've already done those characters, so they only ever had a few extra characters chucked in. And so it just kind of feels like a little bit of a side thing. I don't know. I'm just not really feeling the mobile zone of, I mean, as a whole right now, Disney are just not providing us with enough video game content, regardless if it's
especially on consoles. Kingdom Hearts alone is just not enough Disney.
Yeah, I mean, you think the amount of games that we've had, I mean, at least, like, in terms of this year, we've had Kingdom Hearts 3, we know we've got
There's going to be Lego Toy Story, I can bet you on that.
I think if Lego Toy Story was coming, I think we would have already seen it.
Well, Lego Incredibles barely had any time between its announcement and release, at least 1-2 months, that's it.
I mean, but it leaked beforehand. I think the fact that Toy Story, you know, we're only a couple of weeks away from
the movie. Well, they've been using a lot of promo pics using Lego versions of the characters recently. So that might be a clue. Yeah,
I hope so. Just as well, I think like the mobile as a whole is changing of what people are doing, what people are spending. And I think you're going to see a big shift once gaming streaming picks up, where like Stadia and Xbox Cloud kick in, where you can start playing. And also, let's be honest, you can go on your phone now, if it's a decent one, and you can play a game like Fortnite, or you can play some classic games or something, and you're getting a much better quality game than just a tap button. And I think, and I do generally believe that I think the overall impression is mobile games aren't making as much as they used to. They're still very popular and profitable, but gamers have moved on. It's just gone past just being that trend. I think everyone's got used to the grind. Everyone's got used to what's going on. People are willing to spend on something on quality. But I think once you start seeing things like Google Stadia on your mobile phone, you're not going to want to play, you know, Disney Emoji. You know, yeah, they've got to have that certain thing that will work. But I do think they need to start changing up their strategy. It does not feel like these grind fests. You know, you get to a point when it's like they've used up all the characters, they've done everything, and then they close the game down, and then they start another one up. And I mean, as a Disney person that's been covering Disney games for well over nearly 5 years now, I think it has just, I look at them all and go, you've closed a lot of games down. You've closed a lot of games down over the years, and it's like, nope, I'd much rather put my money into something I can play.
Yeah, especially that Disney one that's themed around the theme park foods. There's been no updates for that for years, and it's still up.
Yeah. Honestly, it might sound bad now, but if you're going to be spending money on this, have a look. You know, I know the trouble is it's casual gamers, and they're not going to touch other machines and other consoles and stuff. But I do feel like a lot of them have been burnt out, and they're not spending, and it's that grind thing. And yeah, there are some people that are able to do these events, and they will come on the Facebook groups, and they're like, well, I managed it, and I've got a family. And it's like, but if you are having to spit this much time into a game, this is not sustainable. This is not sustainable to keep the mass. I know they're considered whales, and people just buy the bundles, but you get to a certain point and you go, well, hold on a minute, I spent hundreds on this mobile game, and I think I just hit that brick wall of going, no, because you're never enough. I buy something from you, and literally 10 seconds later, you want me to buy something else. And it's, And I think I just hit that wall of going, nope.
Especially when they try the old pop-up trick when you're clicking no. Like, say, I'm like, okay, do you want to spend extra gems to speed up leveling up? And then I say no, and then pop, there's an ad. They want you to buy Maximus, hoping you click on it by accident.
Yeah, luckily, I mean, I think you can get around it. But nevertheless, it's an interesting thing what they're going on. These two events that they've announced aren't going to draw me back in. Some random characters from Aladdin that...
Toy Story 4.
And then the Toy Story 4...
And plus a skin for Bo Peep. That's it.
Yeah, I'm just... Yeah, costumes have never been... So not enough to really pull me in on this one. I do think they really need to...
I dread what they're going to do with Frozen 2.
Yeah. I just, like I said, they've got to start listening to the community. Otherwise, this game is going to... It's either that or they're going to be like, we need to plow...
Especially because the land expansions are crazy expensive, like 3 million potions. Mm. It's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I got to that point where it's like, I think it was like 3 million for the next bit of land. And I'm just like, yeah, but I can't do any... I'm just not getting enough. And I think I just burnt out, and unfortunately, yeah. I think there's a lot of other ones, but let us know in the comments below if you are excited about the event, and if you are still playing, or more importantly, if you quit as well. Love to know your thoughts. Anyway, guys, thank you very much for joining us on this week's episode of the Disc Kingdom podcast. As I said before, make sure you go check us out over at DiscKingdom.com, like, follow, and subscribe. Matt, where can they find you?
My YouTube channel, Matt Field Live, just do meet and greet videos and travel vlogs, and sometimes I do a little crazy Disney stuff.
Okay, on that note, guys, thank you very much for joining us. We'll be back soon. Laters.